You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Ho, ho, ho. This is what's on in Camden for the Christmas period, for the week beginning the 18th of December 2016 till the 5th of January 2017. Oh, ho, ho.
If you enjoy string quartets, or want to discover that you do, head to the Tri-School Theatre in NW6. They're hosting a special Christmas concert on Sunday the 18th of December at 7pm. Renowned violinist Tamsin Whaley-Cohen will be returning with her Albion Quartet after a sellout performance last year. They'll be performing famous pieces by Haydn and Schubert. Tickets are £15 and £12 for concessions. The Tri-School Theatre is on Kilburn High Road, just down from Brondesbury Overground Station.
Oh no, it's not. Oh yes, it is. Oh no, it's not. Oh yes, it is. It's Panto season once more. Dick Whittington is turning back and Widow Twankey is doing whatever it is that Widow Twankey does. The show theatre's Panto is always popular locally and a guaranteed first Ethan event. This year they are doing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs with stars from CBBC Tracy Beaker, Britain's Got Talent, and an impressionist called Andrew Fleming, who is hilarious, according to the poster. Tickets cost £22.50, £19 concession, or family tickets for £4, £72. There are two performances every day in the run-up to Christmas and then more between Christmas and New Year. To book tickets, go to the Show Theatre website, www.show-theatre.com.
Yum, yum, yum. It's Christmas time. Get stuffed on stuffing, fill your cheeks with gravy, and shower yourself in Christmas drinks. And what could be nicer than a Christmas meal prepared by a group of local young people at the Fitzrovia Youth in Action's annual Christmas party. It will be held on Thursday the 22nd in the Indian YMCA from 1pm to 4pm. There will be performances, a full roast dinner, halal, and a game of bingo to win prizes. It's always a very popular event, so you'll need to have RSVP'd if you want to go. To reserve a space, email Alice, that's A-L-I-C-E, .weavers, W-E-A-V-E-R-S, at fya.org.uk, or call the office on 0207 3887 399.
If you're a young science nerd, then listen up. The Royal College of Surgeons puts on a free lecture every Christmas for young people, teaching them about the latest in medical research. This year's lecture is taking place on the 22nd of December at 3pm, and the subject will be skin, the most amazing human organ. Did you know that human skin makes up a sheet that is more than 1.5 square meters in size and helps control the body's temperature and fluid balance? As well as this, it is so important in defining our social identities. Tickets are free, and to book, all you have to do is contact the Royal College of Physicians either on email, conference@rcplondon.ac.uk, or telephoning 0203 075 2389.
An exhibition of photos at the Swiss Cottage Gallery explores the architectural and social heritage of King's Cross. The gallery in NW3 is displaying the work of Camden resident Millie Weiss. Using the camera obscura method, also known as pinhole photography, Minnie has created colourful and immersive images of iconic sites like the Coolross and Stanley buildings. Her work mixes formal documentary approaches with personal memories, fictions and imagined histories. The exhibition is now open and will run until the end of February. To reach the Swiss Cottage Gallery on Avenue Road, take the 31 or C11 bus.
How much do you really know about the parts of London you visit every day? Official Camden tour guide Joe Wilkinson will be leading a couple of fascinating walks through Holborn and Clerkenwell on Monday the 26th and Tuesday the 27th of December. Starting near Chancery Lane and Holborn's tube stations respectively, you can meet the eccentrics, inventors, gentlefolk and ladies of the night that once walked our streets. Tickets are £10 or £8 for concessions. To book a spot, visit www.lansdownes.london or call 0750 2563 578.
See out the year with some family fun at the Camden Arts Centre in NW3. On Friday the 30th of December, the centre is celebrating its annual Winter Takeover. Artists will lead a series of fun activities for families from 2 p.m. The activities will be inspired by the centre's current exhibitions. Kids can pretend to be time-travelling journalists or invent their own language on clay tablets. Tickets are not required. Camden Arts Centre is on Finchley Road, just next to the Finchley Road and Frognall Overground Station.
And in the new year, there's a treat at the Etc. Theatre called Black Box, Obama and Me. This is a bold political reading. This intimate reading of a work in progress explores the meaning of identity, politics, power and belonging in the post-post-racial 21st century. I am a cog in the wheel of free movement. I am my ancestors, my contemporaries and my descendants' wildest dreams. While Barack Obama is fulfilling his American dream as the first black president of the United States, Sylvia Arthur, a black Brit, is in Brussels in pursuit of the European version. Working at the political heart of Europe, tasked with promoting freedom of movement, she zigzags the continent, proselytizing the benefits of a borderless union. But as the president faces resistance to his agenda, so does she, as nativism, authoritarianism, misogyny and racism sweep through the heart of Europe and the world, and dreams begin to crumble. Written and performed by Sylvia Arthur, Black Box, Obama and Me is at the Etc. Theatre above the Oxford Arms, Camden High Street, on the 4th of January and the 5th of January at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are £8. See etcetratheatre.com for information.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org